It's good to see you again. Two months has passed very quick. What I intended to share with you tonight, my sister already shared with you during meditation, where I have nothing left. So I don't know what to say. So I would like to repeat what she said in terms of throwing. Okay. So she was one step ahead of me. Actually, we coming from the same school, so there's nothing new. And again, every time I come here, you will see and you will hear everything, the same thing, okay? Nothing new at all. And today I'd like to share with you a little bit about our breath. And that is a very, very important. The reason we always talk about breath, because of course, as we all know, that one in, we are one out, we're gone, right? And so my sister already took care of your breath, and now I'd like to share a little bit about that. I'd like to share with you how should we breathe. And of course, you already knew how to breathe since day one. But this is something I always prefer to try. The first, the few steps which we need to learn about our breath, that is breathing in, breathing out. The first step is just know that we're breathing. So when we sit down, all we have to do is recognize our breath. In or out, that is the next one. But the first thing is first, just aware of our breath. Don't try to distinguish whether it is in or out. Just aware of our breath. Make it easier for us to follow. And then the second step is now in and out breath. Yeah. In. In, out, in, out, and so on and so forth. And so second step is aware of in and out breath. Just the first step, it will take us quite a while to really know that we are breathing. And the second step is a little bit more difficult. In, we know. And we know. I love to break things into pieces. And the third step is now short, long. Short, long, short, long. It means that someday our breath is short, we're aware. Someday our breath is a little bit longer, we're aware. Or even during just one sitting, we always aware the short and the long. And the next step is, let my sister share with you, that is not only knowing in our short long, but also knowing the gap between the in and the out breath. Knowing the gap. This is where most of us move right there, because we have a tendency to overlook it. Just the first three steps, I must say it maybe it take you a week, but it took me a year at least. Just the first three steps. But so with you, you've been practicing long enough, so you can do it quicker than me. But the key is aware of the gap between the in and the out breath. And stay there. And then out. Stay there. And then in. Short, no. Long, no. In, no. Out, no. But then again, these are just the concepts. It's just the steps. It's just steps to help us to super glue our awareness to our breath. That's it. Don't hang on to it. So the last is stay with the breath the whole length. Breathing in from the beginning to the middle to the end. Super glue our awareness all non-stopping. Out from beginning to the end. The whole life. As simple as that. But how do we know? How do we know that we are breathing in or out? And again, my sister will share, that is aware of the rising or falling of our abdomen. Or just like myself, my breath is a little short, so all I can breathe is up to here. If I try to push it down, what happened? I will gasp for air. So if it is short, let it short. If it is long, let it long. Don't try to do anything different. Because different people has different length of breath. For example, my two brothers sitting there, they can breathe in and out longer than me. So I don't try to imitate them. If I try to imitate them, pretty soon I will give up. And then I will get really upset, sitting there and upset. So that is in, long, short, aware of the air. Don't try to push. The more we push, the more we get upset. Okay? So it's just in and out. And nobody knows, right? Nobody knows that our breath is short or not. But of course you know my breath is short because I always gasp for air. When I talk a little bit too long, then I have to stop. We are my brothers before, as you can see, I keep talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, non-stopping up to the point. You see, so now thanks to my brother and sister, I can take a short break. to aware of the whole length. That is what we want, the whole length. The first four steps only help us to get to the fifth step. Okay. So the first four steps only stepping stone. Don't try to hold on to it. Because most of the time, based on my experience, after about 1 or 2 years, I found out that there is a gap there, even I heard about it. But I found out about it, I hold on to it. Yes. And then I already missed the point. The train already gone. Yes. So the key is aware of the whole life. And by that time, all of us here, we were sitting, we don't even know that we are sitting. We don't even know which way we are facing, which direction we are facing. All we know is just in, just the whole length of the breath. That is where we want to get at. But again, this is only just a small step. The small step of four foundation of mindfulness. Just a very, very minute step. Even it might take us a couple of years to get to the fifth step, but it's only a very small step. So please try the best we can to get to here. After a year, so don't give up. Because if I give up, what happened? I already called my teacher, Head High. I give up. Then what happened? I won't be able to stand here and share with you. You see. Okay, you heard some noise, right? Okay. The breath itself is reality, okay? But unfortunately that the moment we say, I'm breathing, then the breath becomes concept. So be careful about that. Because the breath itself consists of a lot of things. You got that? Of course, my sister is a doctor, so she knows more than I do. But let us say, for example, if our lungs not working, if our nose have a stuffy nose, okay. If the air is so polluted, then we can hardly breathe. Therefore, our breath itself. Okay, that's the reality, because it is consists of a lot of stuff in there. But when we say, I breathe, this is my breath, then that's wrong. That becomes a concept. When we are breathing in and out, aware of the whole length, all we do is just aware of the whole length. That's reality. Okay. So please don't mix up between the concept and reality. For example, when we are sitting, we are aware of our breath, but then whoever out there scream and yell, for example, or the bobcat working, we get real upset. Why? Because we let the sound upset us, and the sound then become a concept. Our concept, when we heard the sound, what happened? Go inside, it start to what? To compare, to measure with what we experienced before. Then it become a concept. how come you guys working out there when I'm sitting here? I say, then it become a concept. But if we hear the sound, and it is just a sound, then that is reality, and it does not bother us. You see the difference right there? Yeah, that's the key. Okay. That is the reason why I always share with you that we have to learn the techniques of a turtle. You remember I shared that before? You remember that? Okay, let me show. When somebody try to attack a turtle, what happened? It will pull itself back. The hand, the tail, and the four legs. Then our sixth sense door. We have to guard it. Okay. By guarding it, we can be free from all the problem by aware of our breath. The moment, for example, I'd like to share with you something like this. When I was in Burma, okay, and they talk in Burmese. Of course, I don't know Burmese. And every time they talk to me, they smile. And so I smile back. Nothing happened to me, you see. But later on, when I start to know a little bit about it, then I caught the words, and I find out that that's not a nice word. Okay, then I got upset. The same old thing, you see. So that's the problem. Don't make the sound become a concept. Make the sound become a reality. Yeah. So that is something which I would like to share with you today. Make sure that we don't be caught by the concept, and always live in reality. For example, some of you are, for example, myself, there's some food I don't like, but some other people like. And when they cook it, what happened? I get really upset. That's because I let the smell upset me. The smell itself is just a concept. Whereas smell consists of a whole bunch of things. That is where we should understand that the Buddha said that all phenomena is what? Condition. They are all conditioned. If we let all the conditioned things get to us, then we become conditioned. You see, then we are no longer free. Because we are conditioned by sound, by smell, by taste, by touch. For example, whoever wear perfume, if I was caught by that, then I just close my eyes and follow the smell. You see, the beautiful smell. But if I recognize that is just the smell, then it won't bother me. If somebody look very, very arrogant, that's because I say he or she so arrogant. That is my concept. It's not reality. He is he, she is she. Whatever she is doing, whatever he is doing, that's him, that's her. Nothing to do with me. You see. You remember last time I shared with you about my big name? Yeah, okay. How many of you have not been here last time. Okay, let me share with you. Just a little bit, and I really enjoy that. And Madame's name is what? That's me, big me. Okay, and there's another brother somewhere. I don't know where. Okay, and his name, if we write in English, it's the same. But he is something like this. Right?
Yeah.
But if you write in English, there is the same. He is nobody.
Aww.
I am somebody. That's where the problem is. We all condition. We condition ourselves. What happened if my teacher happened to switch around this word? Then it becomes something like this. Then I'm not proud of this name. You see? So this is very conditional. They're all conditioned. And this is something I call, please remember that everything is not self. Not self is not the opposite of self. Please remember that. No, it is not. Please be careful. Because there is no such thing called self. Therefore, we have to use the term not self to tell us that there is nothing has separate self. Not self does not mean the opposite of self. That's two different things. Not self means that self does not exist. This is based on so-called the five aggregates, if we remember. Okay. Self does not exist, but in our culture here, we develop everything based on self. But if we go a little bit deeper, and we chant almost every weekend, right? The five skandha are equally empty, right? So that is, there is no such thing called self because of the limitation of language. Therefore, to say something which is not self, we are forced to use not self. But not self is not the opposite of self. Is it very clear? No? Good. And then I will talk again. Sometime next year. So, because you remember the five skandha, right? Form, feeling, perception, mental formation, and consciousness. They are interrelated, they are interconnected. Therefore, the five skandhas must work together. They do not have the so-called separate identity. And no separate identity, it means that it has no self. Self does not exist. Simple as that. But unfortunately that we always get caught by whatever we are created. We created language so that we can Kate. But I always say, this is you and this is big me. You see, that is the problem. But actually, if we go further down, we find out that all the five skandhas are equally empty. Empty of what? Empty of separate identity. And there is no such thing called self. And from that, and this is what we call reality, paramattha. Paramattha is something we go beyond panyati, that is concept. Just like last time I shared with you, that present moment, wonderful moment, don't get caught by that. That is the ultimate. But many of us were caught by that. Present moment, wonderful moment. Then we're caught by the feeling. What's so wonderful about present moment? There's nothing wonderful about present moment. If I am having problem with my stomach, and if I do not know how to take care of it, then there is no wonderful at all. But we always let our feeling control ourselves. Present moment, I feel that it is wonderful. It's not. There is nothing wrong to feel good. Please remember. But anything related to feeling, it will what? It will change, ever changing. That's where impermanent coming in. And then impermanence. Also a reality. So don't get caught by the feeling, because our feeling ever changing. Some day up, some day down, some day we feel grouchy, some day we feel happy. When we feel happy, we make the whole room feel happy. But the moment I walk in, I look like this. And then my brother and sister start to wonder, what happened to me? Am I ill? Did they say something make me happy? You see, so don't get caught by the feeling, because the feeling is up and down. So don't look grouchy. Don't look indifferent either. Don't smile all the time, that's phony, okay? When we are happy, we smile. No problem, that's beautiful. But if we're not happy, how can I? You see, that's a problem. Don't get caught by the feeling, because the feeling itself always change. Whereas the breath, if we are right here, live in the present moment, and we are not caught by the grasping of the feeling, then we go beyond feeling. Feeling itself is just what? It's just concept. Whereas something go beyond feeling is is reality. So present moment, wonderful moment, don't be caught by that thing. there is something very, very beautiful. It is just like a sharp knife. If we know how to use it, it becomes very beautiful. But if we don't know how to use it, it will cut ourselves. So be careful about that. Just like what our sister shared with you in the guided meditation, okay? These are the stepping stones to let us know that these things are there, okay? Aware of the gap, aware of the whole length, aware of in and out. That these are just the stepping stones. Don't be caught by that and feel so happy, sit there all the time watching the gap, okay? We have to go beyond that. That is the key of breathing in and out technique. It took me 2-3 years, but maybe next year when I come back, you don't want to hear it again. Any more questions? I still have the air sickness. I just arrived here yesterday. And my big brother, they always want to squeeze me to the last breath. Yeah, any more question? Yes, ma'am.
When you say the whole length, that's the in, the gap, and the out, and the gap, and the in. What the whole length means.
Beginning of the breath. Beginning of in-breath. Middle of the in-breath. The end of in-breath. Aware. Okay. Aware of the gap. Aware of the beginning of our breath. Middle of our and the end of our breath. Aware of the gap. Keep on moving all the time, non-stopping for the 30 minutes, but maximum 2-3 minutes. Take time. Don't give up. Yeah. Because I had that problem too. Yeah. Never give up. Any more questions? When we are, yes.
I have a question about feelings. And I think that I have a tendency to notice a feeling and say, oh, that's a feeling. Mm-hmm. And instead of just noticing it and feeling it, I put it aside and maybe come back to my breath. But I've also noticed that when I'm really in my body, I can feel the feeling, but without being attached to it, but still feel it. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Yeah. There is nothing wrong with feeling. Always remember that the feeling will disappear. You feel that you are within. You stay within. But that moment, that feeling might not happen the next moment. During your sitting of 30 minutes, that kind of feeling might not last for 30 minutes. So always aware that feeling ever changing. That's all. There is nothing wrong with feeling good. There is nothing wrong with feeling your butt not touching the ground. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. But according to the teaching, these things eventually you can recognize they're changing. And that is the ultimate. The ultimate is recognize that is impermanence. And again, the moment we start to recognize impermanence, impermanence becomes concept. You see? So we have to learn to live with it all the time. For example, this is my rope, my only beautiful rope. What happened is that I always share about impermanence, but what happened if somehow I lost it? I felt very, very upset, right? Then it means that at that moment, I lose my life right there, because I was caught by the feeling that I'm upsetting. All our feeling, all our so-called mental formations, they are ever changing. They are all ever change. Okay. Sometimes up, sometimes down. But all we have to do is sit right. Sit right here and watch it. Don't let it control us. When I feel grouchy, I don't mind everybody suffer. I sit here and I watch how long my grouchy lasts. And then after that, what happened? I must smile, you see. And then how long can I smile before I start to cry? That is something we have to watch. Don't suppress, but don't let it control. If we need to cry, cry. If we need to upset, upset, fine, there's no problem. That is my own experience. When I upset, I want to tell my brothers, my sisters, that I'm a little bit upset. Okay, but then after that, boom, it's gone. I do not let my anger lingering. Don't let my feeling linger. Because what goes up must come down. Yeah. I feel happy now. Since after we have very nice sitting, right? Very beautiful. We really enjoyed it. I myself really enjoyed it. But the moment you're sitting right here, right now, you start to get upset because you get so bored because you have to listen to this all, every single time I came over here. But the first half of hour, it was very beautiful. Okay? But now I feel so tired, I get real upset. That is the next moment. So don't be controlled by the feeling. Yeah.
So I find with the breath that it helps to be mindful and to try to be aware of breath. But there's a point sometimes where I feel like there's too much concentration on breath and things don't, it's not natural kind of thing. So I guess my question has to do with staying, how to work with awareness of breath, like you were talking about, but not getting caught in it being, it becomes a concept for me, essentially. I should be aware of breath, is the concept that I get into. And if are there things you can notice when you're not, it's not natural about breath?
Practice make perfect. The more you sit, the more you will. And the more we sit, the more it becomes natural. The more we're aware of our breath, the more it becomes natural. Just like when we are hungry, we eat. It's very natural. When we're hungry, we eat. When we're thirsty, we drink. It's very natural. The same thing here. If we practice every day, how many minutes? 10 minutes. This time I increased by 5 minutes. Last time I said 5 minutes. This time 10 minutes. Every day 10 minutes. After 1 month, 15 minutes. After 2 months, 20 minutes. Up to the point, of course, our teacher and our brother and sister always sit for 30 minutes or so, or sometimes 45 minutes. But I myself, because I'm not so good at walking, therefore, when I practice by myself, I spend about 3 hours of sitting, half an hour of walking, and then 3 hours of sitting, half an hour of walking, total up to 10 hours of sitting. Then after about a year, it becomes very natural. Just like you remember when we first learned to ride a bicycle, you see, we need to have a what?
Wheels?
Yeah, right. Later on, we had to let go of that. Then we can ride a bicycle. I remember when I first learned to drive, I really hang on to the steering wheel, right? But later on, I can close my eyes. Just joking. But you see, it's very natural. After a while, it becomes so natural. But it requires a lot of practice. For example, none of us here maybe cannot drive a 14-wheeler truck, right? But for them, it's so easy. Every time I watch them back, I always wonder how could they do it. But practice makes perfect. Again, I would like to share with you the last thing, since we have maybe 5 minutes. When we come here, we are free to practice any which way we want. The way we walk, every step we are walking, make sure we are aware of our step. If that step we happen not through aware or lost our awareness, we can make one step backward to make sure that we step again. Okay. But when we go out there, don't do that. Okay. Remember that. When we go from parking lot to our office, walk naturally, aware of every step we are making. We are wearing shoes, but we still can feel the hardness of the parking lot. But when we walk inside, we walk on the carpet, we feel smoother, right? Yeah. Walk very, very naturally. Don't go to work and walk like this. You see? Then they might fire you. Because they might think that we need a doctor. And again, just like our brother and sister here, the way we walk very slow, it becomes part of us, part of our life. Now if you ask me to run, I cannot run, because I used to walk slowly. So, give and take, depending on how you feel, how you want to practice. But for me, I prefer to do things slow. And again, based on the teaching of our teacher, that don't do anything, don't do two things at the same time. Don't walking and talking, don't eating and talking, so on and so forth. That is the beauty of it. And without knowing it, most of the time we are caught by conversation, then we cannot enjoy the food. Cindy met this afternoon, for example. So whatever we are doing, try the best we can. Don't do two things at the same time. I still woof a lot. Don't worry. Because it's a matter of life and death. So we have to do it all day long, all year round, life after life, if we want to do it. Of course, we have a free choice, right? So do we have any more questions? If not, then could you relax a little bit, and we will go to the next part, and that is even more beautiful than just a very dry Dhamma talk. Sickening.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that's all I know. I still cannot make it. Yeah. I still cannot breathe.